Welcome, everybody, to the Real BS Show.
Welcome.
The B stands for Bill, and the S stands for
Seth.
Stuff.
Stuff. Shingles.
Seth stuff. I tell you, and this show is brought to you by billsfirewood.com. That's where you'll find it on the internet.
Some real dry firewood there, too.
Yeah, you can hear it in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know what. Let's make it a podcast today. No music.
No music.
No music.
Just BS.
There goes half our crew right there.
Yeah, I know.
Or half our crowd.
We're working on music.
They want to hear us talk about political crap.
We're working on music though.
I don't want to talk about. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But you know what? They're all, to me, they're all criminals.
Yeah.
I
think so.
You know, what are they doing? Making scientific. Laws and rules and regulations, and it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. And the economy, our economy is crashing like a rock.
It's moving fast or towards that direction,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, the more people, they say, you hear one, like J.P. Morgan guy, he, oh, it's never been so good. It's never been. Then a week later, he says, man, we're in trouble.
there is some positive out of this. You know, with, I don't know if you heard, but recently, like California, New York, New Jersey, states that I was shocked that were doing, did this, but they actually dropped the mask mandate. And I'm like, they're not just them. There's more. There's like Colorado, Illinois. You know, I can't keep the list in my head of how many states actually dropped their mask mandate. And the New Jersey governor just said, we're going to have to learn to live with COVID. Like, that's what they should have said.
How about everybody take care of themselves?
Right.
How's that?
Right. You know, there's studies out there show that if you take vitamin D3, and that increases your immune system.
Well, I've been taking that for a year.
Yeah, and it's good stuff.
Or maybe longer, yeah.
For me, I take a multiple.
Every day.
I take a multivitamin. Of course, I'm not a doctor, but I will say that, do you get enough magnesium? I've been starting to say that to a lot of people because I start taking magnesium.
Nobody knows.
I start taking magnesium citrate, and it's just easy to digest. And it's only 200 milligrams. But that boosted my mood instantly. Like, there was, like, a mood difference. I noticed that. Like, I was a little bit more chipper.
I noticed it, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of a little chipper. I'm not, like, dragging my feet. But
I don't know.
I do agree that there's some weird things going on with the economy that, you know, that Ron Paul even predicted back in 2008.
Oh, a long time ago, yeah.
And now it's coming to roost.
Well, really, the Federal Reserve and the banks, they're running the country. They're flat out running the country. They're creating all this inflation, which I think they want to do on purpose anyways.
Oh, sure.
I think they mean for it to happen. And, they're working up this digital coin, Fed coin or whatever. Yeah. They're going to try to do away with cash. I mean, they just want to control everything.
They want to tax Bitcoin. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, they don't like Bitcoin.
There's many different types of...
Well, Bitcoin and gold and silver, I mean, they can't print that stuff,
right.
You know? It's out of their hands, so
right.
They don't want nobody playing with it.
Right. That's why, wasn't FDR that tried to get everybody's gold?
Told everybody they had to turn in their gold.
Right.
Which, there's a $10,000 fine if you didn't.
That was a lot of money back then.
Holy smokes, yeah. And then after he thought he had it all, then he reevaluated gold from $22 up to $35. Bingo, just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Instead of the free market doing its job, the government has to stick their fingers into everything and screw everything up. I mean, just unreal.
You know, across the border we have in Canada, the Freedom Convoy, you know, doing their honking with their trucks.
Thousands of trucks in Ottawa, yeah.
Yeah, and, Trudeau... up there.
Trudeau's hiding.
Yeah, he's hiding. He says he has COVID, but, you know, he's hiding.
Yeah, well, he's hiding. People want him out of there. They want to throw him out, you know.
It's, they're talking about having one in the United States going to Washington, D.C., and that's interesting timing. That's why I brought up the mask mandates. It's all interesting timing. They dropped those. Now, mind you, I will be honest. N95 masks are good. They're very good. They do protect. But
you should just get a space suit, you know, that way you, you know, you're really enclosed.
Right. But then
everybody has to wear a spacesuit when they go out to the mall.
Can we review just one thing with the CDC? I have some complaints about it. In the beginning, they said you don't need to wear about masks. And the reason they did that is they didn't want the N95 masks being out of supply for doctors and nurses. They lied about it to the American public. If you don't believe this, go Google it. The CDC said you don't need to worry about a mask in the beginning. And they
Dr. Fauci said they didn't work anyways.
Right, and that was in the beginning. But here's the deal. Cloth masks do not work, and that's true. But N95 masks do work, and that's why the CDC suggests to wear N95s now, because they're all in supply. Number two lie is they kept on denying that it was airborne, that COVID was airborne. Well, it is airborne. It's definitely shown. If you look at the 100 micron studies.
It's like an aerosol or something.
It is. It's just like the flu. It's just like malaria. It's airborne. And not malaria, I'm sorry. Flu and measles are airborne. And people were in denial about that.
We got to quit talking about the flu. I'm starting to get the sniffles right now.
But this is the factor is
you dribble know, on the microphone here.
They were in denial about this, but I think you know all this has had to come to truth. Finally, they're admitting to these things, and look at how much that cost people things in their life, their time, their effort. There's
people
deaths.
That lost their jobs and
it's sickening to me what happened.
The only thing I've learned from all this is that I don't know nothing.
Right.
I'm 71. I don't know anything.
Right.
And that, finally, after 71 years, I figured it out.
There's truth to that because every day there's more and more information. There's so much information out there that it's impossible to know everything, and it's the same thing in technology. You know, everything's constantly improving. That I have a struggle with myself. It's really impossible to keep up with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we have to, you know, the inflation is something that we were talking about earlier before we got on here.
Well, there's another big lie. You know, the government says it's 7% or right. Now it's over 7%.
Yeah, it's almost 8%.
Well, anything they say you can times by two because they're only half right. And you know, it's just a criminal operation the way they change how they measure inflation, the way they change this, the unemployment rates, the way that, you know, it's just ludicrous. Just ludicrous.
This is why I've been telling people to at least get 10% raise. When you have your raise come at time, you know, raise time, it's time to go 10%. Don't go for, if you're not getting 10%, you're losing money. That's the real truth.
You know, you're probably losing money at 10%.
Yeah, probably. But it's.
I mean, with inflation the way it is, and the real estate prices shooting up like they are. And,
oh, sure.
You know, not to say they won't come back down. I mean, it's possible, but the real estate probably will come down because of the interest rates. You know, but
would you agree that inflation is a hidden tax on the poor?
For sure. I mean, yeah, Biden's saying, "Oh, we ain't taxing no." Poor people, just the rich people. Well, guess what, you idiot? I mean, it's
the inflation.
That's who gets. I mean, who's going to get whacked? The people at the bottom every time.
And you know, this is the argument that I've always heard that you know, if you go back to when they wanted to get off the gold standard, it was because people were speculating on the gold, and there was truth to that. There was concerns about people speculating on the gold. They'd hoard up the gold, and then when the prices were high, they'd sell the gold to the government, and that caused problems.
Back when gold was backing our currency, it was pegged at $35 an ounce. It wasn't moving up or down or nothing. It was just pegged right there for 30 years.
And they tried, that was the argument, they tried to get off the gold standard.
Well, when they did get off the gold standard, when Nixon in 71 said they're not gonna back the dollar with the gold anymore, that was the starting point for the Federal Reserve said, oh boy, we can print all we want
right.
now.
And that's,
and it's been going shooting. The inflation has been shooting up ever since.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes.
I mean, big time.
And I think that's one of the problems in our countries right now is we have nothing backing our dollar. And if we were to go back to something like the silver or gold as a actual currency, heck, even oil could be considered something we back our dollar to. But that's still too volatile. Gold's pretty standard. You're not like there's not much gold out there to be mined.
I
think
2% a year. I think that's
right.
That's what they accounted for.
They did account for that increase of mining each year back when they were on the gold standard. But here's the problem: when they went off it, they wanted to be able to print the money to be able to spend whatever they wanted to.
Well, here's the problem with the gold and silver is that the banks, they're selling these silver certificates and whatnot. Yep. Well, if you get right down to the bottom line, and they've been getting fined for this too, is that for every ounce of silver that they say they have, they've got 500 people that own that same ounce of silver because they've sold it 500 times.
Right, right.
So
right.
everybody's got run around with these certificates and no silver.
Right.
So I guess what? That's going to come to a screeching halt,
too. If they go, they go want their silver, you know.
If everybody went to the bank and said, I want my silver, it'd be all over.
Right.
It'd be done.
And, you know, there has to be a way of, like, resetting that because it needs to happen. Because I, you're not the first
person. Let the free market do it. The free market will fix it. You know, why should banks manipulate all this stuff? It's just not right. It's a government and the whole criminal empire that runs this country is just screwed it up something awful.
And inflation too, the other thing that is to make it clear is the U.S. is not the only country that's dealing with inflation.
That's the only thing that's saving us. Everybody else is doing the same thing.
That's exactly right. You know, Russia, I'm hearing 20% inflation. I'm hearing in Europe, there's a drastic increase in inflation. The U.K. as well, they're dealing with inflation. So it's not just a thing. Well, Venezuela's, you know, that's...
they're long gone.
They're long gone. You know, I don't know if you've seen some of the pictures of Venezuela. In the streets, the money's so worthless that they're just dumping it in the streets.
Yeah.
They're using it as toilet paper.
Toilet paper, wallpaper, or whatever you want. I mean, it's
and imagine that, going through all this crud that the past 2 years has been going on and have their currency get even worse than what it was before. I can't imagine what those people are going through. And
well, if you add up all the money that's in America, half of it was created in the last 18 months.
Yeah.
It was just printed out of thin air.
It goes back to the stimulus checks. You know, the stimulus checks they printed, you know, that just, it's really drastic how much money was spent. It wasn't just on the people, but also on different, you know, keeping businesses afloat and these loans that don't have to be paid back. And
PPP loans or something.
And mind you, I, as a business owner, I never accepted those.
A pile of criminality that is. I mean, everybody just took advantage of it and cheated, and you know, there's so much illegal stuff going on.
It's also sickening too that I know people that did take that loan didn't even have any employees, and and the whole project was to prevent losing employees.
Yeah, if you didn't lay off your employees, you didn't have to pay the loan back. Well, if you don't have any employees, what are you getting a loan for in the first place?
I think they had someone quote unquote on the books that they didn't pay. And it's just sickening to me that there was no verification at all, even just a...
Well, they're trying to verify it now. I see Bank of America is going back to a lot of people and say, hey, you know, you owe us 60 grand or you owe us 100 grand or something because you cheated.
Right.
You know.
It's also, you go along the lines of, you know...
Good luck with that.
Yeah. it's also along the lines, too, of food prices and the supply chain is drastically hindered right now. I've heard people waiting 3 months for car parts. I've heard people, you know, going to the food stores. You were talking about going to Walmart in your place down there.
Yeah, for a while there, it was empty.
Yeah.
It was a shock. You know, it's all full again now.
Right.
Because I was in there yesterday and got some bananas. And there, you know, boom, looks all full. Everything looks good.
I go to Aldi's and sometimes I go to Wegmans. And I will say that definitely there was a few times where the produce section was empty. And it was kind of a shock to me a little bit, thinking, wow, we're getting a little edgy here. You know, this is, you know, back in the beginning of the pandemic, people were panicking about beef and stuff, and because there was a shortage of beef.
Well, the price went up, that's all.
Yeah.
You just raise the price, it'll come back, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't panic buy. I do have things in stock. I'm prepared like that. I have canned food as a precaution if I have to, you know, eat food. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we're going through a little bit of a struggle again. I'm starting to see it again, some empty shelves and different things. And
Yeah, well, and you see me, you see me climbing out there, climbing trees or swinging from tree to tree limb to, you'll know I ate too many bananas. I don't know why. How did I miss that? I mean, now it's the first thing in the morning and the last thing before I go to bed, I have a banana.
There you go. Get your potassium.
They're good. They're really good.
They are good.
Jeez, I guess they're good for you.
They are good potassium.
What's potassium?
It's a mineral. It helps with your muscle function.
Hmm. So I need that.
You ever get like muscle twitches?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have trouble getting out of bed. My back hurts so much.
It's really good to have potassium. And same thing with magnesium. Those two go hand in hand.
I mean, I know I'm going downhill pretty fast. I mean, I'm just getting, you know, I'm just no spring chicken anymore. That's for sure. But
I don't think you're going down fast.
And I see people all around me. They're just getting, you know, whether it's cancer or
right.
You see them dying of heart attacks.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh boy, I'm not that far away, really.
Yeah.
You know, if I got another 10 years, I'd be lucky, I think.
I think, you know, you look healthy to me. But
you always say
that. I know.
I do say that to all your friends.
Not for the girls I go out with. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just, these are trying times that, you know, just having... the little things like, you know, the bananas in the morning and, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you stuff like that, if you can get it, you know, and if you like it, you know, like if you drink beet juice, your blood pressure will drop by 20 points instantly. But who can drink beet juice?
Yeah,
jeez, you got to plug. I tried it. I plugged my nose and, boy, I just can't do it. Plus, it's expensive. And I said, well, I'm going to try something else. I don't know what, but. Exercise, I guess, is the best thing, but
And it's been very cold. You know, that's the other thing, too. It's very trying.
This weather is so depressing. Jeez.
But at least the daylight is getting longer. We're getting longer daylight, and
it's starting. Well, this is February. What, February 10th, maybe?
Yeah,
we got a ways to go yet, but, a little bit extra sunlight in the morning and at night, that's kind of...
We're almost halfway through halfway through February.
Well, was it March 21st or something where it's equinox or whatever they call it, where you got the same amount of light as you got day?
Yeah.
Or night as you got day?
Yeah.
Boy, that'll be nice.
And that's kind of the springtime, you know, you actually start feeling a little bit. You know, March is a pretty wicked time too.
Yeah, it's not a nice month, really. It's
kind of like rainy and icy.
Yeah,
and
you
I
always
don't like
get
it.
Whacked with a snowstorm someplace in there, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I hate the ice, driving on ice. You know, to me is more scary than snow.
Well, what's really good is the ice underneath the snow.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Then you think, well, hey, I'm okay. No, you're not.
No, you're not. There's black ice underneath the snow. That freaks me out. I have to say, in your lifetime, you know, you've been alive, since the, let's say, 50s, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you
started in 50, yeah.
Yeah, so you've seen a lot of different things throughout this time, and that most people can't even fathom today. Younger generation, let's say, they can't fathom.
It seemed like we got a lot more snow back then, you know?
Yeah.
It just seemed that way. Maybe I was closer to the ground, so that's why it seemed so deep, But, of course, this year, we got a lot of snow.
And it
just ain't stopping. On the way up here, I went through a couple of whiteouts, you know. It just, whew.
When I was a kid, I used to make snow tunnels as a kid.
Yeah.
And I could say now, today, this, you know, the snow out there now, we could make snow tunnels if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But, there used to be a lot more snow. Now it's more freeze thaw, you know, that kind of going on. It's a difference in, you know, we do have a warmer. It seems warmer, too, at times.
Well, we should hurry up and get warmer.
Yeah, I know, right? But the thing is, going through what you've seen with how the government acts and what currently is going on, let's say in Russia right now with the Ukraine conflict, this seems like Cold War again. That's why I ask you this.
I think it's just something to steer us all away from what the bad stuff that's happening.
Right.
In other words, let's create a big ruckus over here so nobody can look at what's going on back here.
Right,
you know?
Right.
let's secure Ukraine's border and leave ours wide open.
Right.
You know, what kind of nonsense is that?
One of the things that's interesting to me is, you know, I was born at the tail end of the Cold War. I was born in 83. So I had 7 years of the Soviet Union existing in my life. And you went through it much longer.
You missed the good part, the Vietnam nonsense.
Right. And then there was Korea. You had the Korea going on. That was a weird conflict.
Before me, yeah.
And then after the Vietnam, you had all the Cold War tactics, like there, Afghanistan. And
Iraq, when
the Soviet Union was in Afghanistan and got their butts handed to them.
And they lived right next door.
They lived right next door. We, you know, I have to say is we didn't have our tails tucked underneath when we left. I give it that at least. You know, we didn't, you know, have our soldiers, you know, getting attacked as we were leaving Afghanistan per se. But, you know, the reality is now we are in a weird position.
So why did we just bolt out of Afghanistan and now we're bolting back into Ukraine?
You know.
What's up with that?
You know, this is the problem. They're not even a NATO. Ukraine's not even a NATO country.
Yeah, but keep your fingers out of it, you know.
One of the things that Putin recently was talking about was if Ukraine joins NATO and they attack Crimea.
They will use
extreme force. Now, here's the problem. NATO's only a defense agreement. So if that left, Putin left basically Ukraine be able to join NATO, but NATO's only a defense agreement. So if Russia was to attack Ukraine, then NATO would join into the conflict.
Well, I don't think NATO would approve of Ukraine being part of them because you got Germany and France, and then they don't want nothing to do with any of that.
Yeah, well, Germany,
and it's got to be all 30 people got to say yes before it happens.
Right.
So,
right. I don't think there will be conflict. I think it's all like empty threats, like Putin talking about, oh, we have nuclear weapons. That's what he said about the Russians. That's the thing. Well, everybody has nuclear weapons, not everybody, but U.S.
Biden saying that too.
And it's like, you know, we're again talking about nuclear weapons. I thought that was like put to the table. You know, it's always been on the table. You know, let's be honest, it's always been there. But why are they bringing this up as if we don't know? You know, that we have nuclear weapons and Russia has nuclear weapons.
They got a thing called the EMP.
Yeah.
Bomb, which is a nuclear weapon, and they that can just blow it off over top of
and take out the electricity.
And
yeah,
boom, fry every transformer in sight, and the whole infrastructure goes down.
You know, this is something that happened.
Everybody's got them: China, Russia, United States. We all got that technology,
and it's happened before. It's actually happened in historical
sense.
Well,
they tested it out too. Well, the sun did it to us in 1849.
Yeah, 1849. Yeah, something like that. It was a solar flare that took out...
took all the telegraph systems and all that stuff down.
We did a show on that, actually, if you go back. But the thing is, that could happen again. And, number two, it happened to Starlink. You know, SpaceX. They sent their satellites up.
Yeah.
And they had 49 Starlink satellites that were low Earth orbit. And 40 of them were taken out by a geometric storm.
Hmm.
That's how serious it is.
Well, what's his face to overlook that, huh?
Hey.
He said, uh-oh, we better put a little sunglasses on these
things. That's a little expensive there, kind of venture. Yeah, lose right. 40 out of 49. That is a lot of money.
Musk. Yeah, Elon Musk.
Hey, you know, people complain about him. They make fun of Tesla. You know, there's issues with Tesla, don't get me wrong. But at least that guy's pushing space forward. And there's people thinking that we don't need to be in space. And I'm thinking, are they idiots? Do they not know how many trillions of dollars of precious minerals are sitting in space that are not in some war-torn country that uses slave labor to extract those minerals?
You've got to find an asteroid that's got oil in it.
There you go. But I'm just saying.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Biden wouldn't allow that. That's right. We're not allowed to have oil here.
Trillions of precious minerals sitting in an asteroid. And for one asteroid, trillions. And we're going to not want to go to space.
Well, that's what Elon Musk is looking for.
He's going to
snag
about.
One of them babies.
I
said, I don't need to buy no silver. I got my own.
Oh, right there. Yeah, imagine how much the prices would drop for all the precious titanium, lithium, all those things. Drop. drastically.
You see how he took a bunch of chips out of his Tesla cars there? Something to do with the steering. I guess you could still steer and everything, but the electronics parts that are supposed to steer for you, he took the chips out so he could sell the cars. He didn't tell anybody, you know. I guess he's in hot water for that.
Oh, I didn't know about that, no.
Yeah. Oh, well, you will. You will. I just heard that yesterday. It was crazy stuff. Crazy stuff going on.
No, that's why I said there are some problems with some of the way things are handled, you know. But at the same time,
it's just, to me, it's just everybody's lying to everybody.
Oh, sure.
Jeez, oh, man.
Sure.
I mean, where's the truth at? I mean, there's no truth.
It doesn't seem like
it. I don't know where it is.
Well, the problem is that some would say, well, it depends on your truth. And I don't agree with that. You know, your truth, not your truth, but
I don't care about my truth. What is the truth?
Exactly.
What's real?
Thank
What's
you.
Right?
And I agree with that exactly, because the reality is there
is
a truth.
I don't know anything. I know that. So I'm just an idiot. So I have to, you know, rely on. Well, when you go to the gas station, you get some gas in your car and it just went up 20 cents. That's the truth right there.
Right.
Boom. I'll tell you that right flat out. You know, and if you don't believe me, go get some gas. You'll see.
Well, it's not just gas. It's food prices, you know, wood, you know.
Go get some bacon. Go look for some bacon or some hamburger or something. You're going to see. It's not out of sight, but it's very expensive. You know, it ain't what it. You know, sometimes Walmart, I think they're doing imitation bacon or something because they're a great value or something like
right.
that. It's kind of cheap. It's like $4 or $5. And the other stuff's $10. You know, most everything else is $9, $10. And
the other ones might have more fat on it. That's why.
Them pigs are in trouble, boy. They shouldn't have tasted so good. I don't know what they did, but man, that bacon is good. Ooh.
You know what the pigs also killed? Native Americans.
They killed Native Americans?
Yeah, they did. The disease.
Oh.
When they released the pigs in with Cortez, the pigs got loose. That disease spread. It made the measles and.
Well, then they deserve what they're getting then.
Yeah.
Now.
we're getting payback for all the. That is not COVID.
That's my COVID cough for today. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Other states don't care about a mask mandate anymore, so it's like it's interesting to see that fall apart.
You don't know what's coming next, I'm telling you. I ate too many hamburgers. I'm going to start to doze off here. Well, it looks like the fire is starting to dissipate.
We probably have about 2 minutes left on the fire, maybe, roughly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good wood, I got to tell you.
Yeah. There's only a few logs you put on. You
nice
know?
And toasty. Yeah.
With Bitcoin, it's interesting seeing people panic over that drop, and then it's starting to increase again.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, Bitcoin's not is one of many cryptocurrencies out there. There's many other ones out there.
15,000 of them.
Yeah, it's crazy. And some of them hide things pretty well, but now they're talking about taxing Bitcoin. And I thought that was kind of interesting that they're going to attempt to do that.
Anything that starts doing well, the government's going to jump on and try to screw
up. The hands out, where's mine?
Yeah, they say, well, we want some of that too, you know. We're going to tax you, and we're going to screw you up big time. And, you know, silver and gold is, they can't print it.
Did you hear about Texas? They're talking about getting rid of state tax. And also, there's a proposal to get rid of, you ready for this? To get rid of property tax as well.
Yeah, boy, that would really help it'd help Pennsylvania. Holy smokes.
It'd
help everybody if they could do it, but they're going to have to get it somewhere else.
Right.
You know? They're not going to do away with spending.
No.
They're going to keep increasing spending. So, I don't know. We went through a whole thing here without any music or anything.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. We never did that before, did we?
We have, yeah.
Have we?
Yeah.
Wow.
We just had straight talking.
I forget everything.
We've done it a few times.
But, yeah, folks, I'd say prepare for the upcoming crisis. Well, just prepare yourself, you know, as far as having some extra food in case the power goes off for a week or a month or whatever.
And start to get to know your neighbors, you know.
Well, yeah, you gotta band together and help each other out and take care of each other. And I know that's a foreign thing now, but I don't know. I guess our country isn't built that way anymore. It used to be, but it's not anymore.
Right. The communities have kind of died, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to rebuild them.
Dog eat dog now.
Yeah.
Everybody's running around with their hand out. So, with that said, let's just call it a day, and we'll try it again next week.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I think the fire is about ready to die out here.
It is.
Kind of look at that. It's there. It goes. Look at the last bit of it. See you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you next week.